Okay, today's shiur with learning stuff, Tet. We ended last year trying to bring a proof that one cannot purchase the blood of an animal, even the way we explained it, because we said that it's if you want to just purchase the blood, because it's lo davar shel ba'alam, even if the animal's already pregnant, that was a proof. And just to finish some of the explanation, he says, however, what someone can do, they can sell an animal, retain, if you like, the blood. That's the end. Wait, I'll just go over it again. Aval ela mocher lo bema mosher lo obara mocher lo shivcha umesher lo vlada mocher lo sadeh umesher lo maasrot. So again, this is selling a field in, and he can retain the maasrot, let's say, if it's Levi. Mocher lo churva, he can sell a field and then retain the avir. Now, the explanation we brought back in, I think it is, this is, what is it, Peo, Demai, I think it is. The Pnei Moshe there said is that the reason is because if you sell it and retain something, it's almost like you're retaining some of the makoma maasrot. So even though you can't buy the maasrot, since you already started with the whole thing, you can kind of retain. It's like when you say retain the maasrot, also the makoma maasrot. So there's some mamashut of it that you're really still retaining through which you can therefore zoche the maasrot. That's kind of how it would work. Otherwise, you also say it's not a devash ba'ala ola. Okay. Rambam now continues. Rabbah says b'shem Rav Chisa, shosha hen she'hen ne'emanim la'atar. We've got three cases where someone is believed if they testify to it immediately. So what are these? Hachaya, hachaya is a midwife. Hashayara, this is a literally means a caravan. We'll discuss that in a minute. Or mataharet chaverta, and also to matahar her friend. Again, all the three cases Gemara is going to elaborate. But when it comes to the shayara, that's close to the case we've been discussing, and the way Marfulda says it's hashayara uverim kom lamakom. A caravan is passing from place to place. When nimtzat tinok mushlach, and they find this baby that's mushlach bashuk. Okay, and that's the case we've been discussing about whether the parent, a parent on their own, could say yes, this is my child, and they're believed. That's alamakom we said, but however, the situation will change if it was neesaf min hashuk. So that's what saying has to be. La'atah sounds like it has to be immediate. So let's go through the cases. Hachaya b'shash yoshevet al hamashber. This is a midwife when she's in the birthing suite, if you like. Mahada dichtiv as it says, v'itecha me'elav dikshar al yado asheni lo mer ze yatzar rishon. Shani, so not sheni, shani. Okay, and that pasuk is obviously referring to which of the twins is the bechor. So the midwife is believed to say, oh, this one was the bechor, as long as it was mamash immediate. Like a week later, to say which one is she kind of, no, it's like. And that's because that has again financial consequences, a lot of things. So it's a big, it's a, let's call it a big deal that normally for financial things that are consequences, you need to aid him. No, she's believed la'altar. Now, Shayara, the case is Kaida Amar Rav Simon, as it says, which is Simon Dafid, Dur Yehuda Ben Zavdi, says B'Shem Rav, Kol Zman Shemushlach Lashuk, as long as this baby's still in the Shuk, like we already explained, all our people, mommy, don't love, would be fine. Now, stuff once it's taken away, there's no longer la'altar, then we say, there we'd say tzarich shnei edim, you need two witnesses. And the way we explain the question, the Rishami last year was the aviv v'imo naasim lo kshnei edim. The parents would be sufficient to satisfy the requirement of two edim. Okay, it wasn't like the Bible that says you must need to stay edim because it's going to shem asufi, like we saw in the Ritbaz, if you remember. And the final case, chavrutei, which is ki taydenim taman, like we learn mitzvah shem mesechta. If you've got shalosh nashim, you've got three women who share not the mitzvah, they're sharing a bed, and in it's a way that they're not spaced out, they're kind of bunched up together, and we say and v'mitachat v'nimtza dam tachat echad mehem, and some dam, a stain, if you like, on the it was found underneath one of them. Now, because it's in a way that we can't really work out because they're bunched up together who it's from, therefore we have to say kulam tameh. They have to be, they're all considered tameh. Again, this is important for laws and tumantara, they're associated with laws of Nida. So it says, however, baka achat umatzat me'a, hit me'a v'klam Torah. If one doesn't checks herself and finds that she's actually in Nida, that enables, that's that would save, it's metaheret chaverta, enables that we can pin it on her. Okay, you're the Nida and the rest could be Tahor. So amarav ubilvad me'et la'et. But again, this is another thing that has to be alatar, which is, we sound it immediately, but the way the Rishami seems to suggest has to be with me'et la'et. Me'et la'et usually is the time that we say is 24 hours. Okay, so exactly the time span is interesting. The Sha'arei Korban and Kiddushin quotes above that says that the Girsa and the Bavli is Shuveset. And that is, and Rashi means that's Miyad. So that would fit a bit better with the three things after Miyad, but it sounds like at least the reading we have in front of us is the, it's a bit more, Miyad isn't instant, or immediately can be a bit more flexible than Mayat Leet, if you understand it that way. Okay, but that's the case of Matar Chaverta. Let's continue. This is now Halacha Bet. Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shlosha Chodeshim Rishonim Shlosha Chodeshim Ha'achrona V'Shnei Amasar Chodesh Be'emtza. That the 3 years doesn't have to be 3 years. It can be 3 months from 1 year, 1 year, and then 3 months from the last year. So really a year and a half. You can satisfy the span of 3 years. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says you can do it with 14 months. Rabbi Kiva Omer Chodesh Echad Barishona V'Chodesh Echad Barachrona V'Shnematzah Chodesh Be'emtza, which is Arba Asar Chodesh. So how is this? Oh, I missed the Shmona Asar Chodesh before. But again, so he says it can be 14 months. So how so? What's going on here? So if you look at the Maharal Dik says, when it's got the last 3 months, Mishnah Rishonah, and you've got the full middle year in the first next 3 months of the next year, because there's some people that will plant just before Rosh Hashanah. Since at the end of the first year, he's already demonstrated that he is part of that year, he's taking control of the field. He's got witnesses testified, and also the Shalosh Chodeshim Barishonim Shalachronot, and you know, it's a bit delayed in the next year to plant. So therefore, it can have, you've got 3 full years. Now, 3 full years doesn't mean full years, but it spanned 3 years, as in 3 calendar years. Because he's got a little bit at the end of 1 year, he's got activity in the second year, and a little bit at the beginning of the first year. All that you'll see is that's and you can do that over, it said, a year and a half, because 3 months, year, 3 months. Now it's important that we're not talking about is just doing work in the land. You'll see why this is very important for later on, is that it's talking about he planted and worked, grew, and also enjoyed from the fruits. This will be discussed later on in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva says, back in the Maharal, this says, Bavli may bane, who explains what's the difference between the two. Now, that's why the Rabbi Shmuel says it has to be 3 months to be considered part of the year, and Rabbi Kiva says only 1 month, because it depends on what we're planting. Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel says the 3 months, because you need a pure rabbi, you need sorim, shibolet, you know, proper grain to make a definite statement of actually this is treating as working as if this is his field. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says impirazuta, even vegetables, which can be planted and grown and be able to eat in a month, that's still sufficient to demonstrate that this is my land. And the if you like the filing that making claim that it's theirs should have complained. Okay, let's continue. Abba Rabbi Shmuel b'med of Amorim b'stelavan. That's only talking about a stelavan. Stelavan is in a field of grain. Aval b'stei ilan, when it comes to a orchard, kanas tvoato umasak et zeitav kanas kaitzav hare elu shloshanim. That it seems to be according to Rabbi Shmuel. Well, the Gemara is going to explain this is not just Rabbi Shmuel. This is actually Rabbi Kiva as well. That the whole discussion of is it 16 months, is it sorry, 18 months, is it 14 months, that's only by stelavan. But technically, when it comes to an orchard that has different types of fruit, we've got what are they? You've got olives, you've got Hailan Kanasa Tvoato. Tvoato we're talking about here, the Tvoato talking about the Maharshim explains talking about wine. Wine, you've got grapes, olives, and you've got figs. Then even at those three activities, even in a 1 year, can be considered Shoshanim. In other words, we've been discussing where do we get this concept of 3 years. One understanding was based on Chazaka. Now, if you remember, the concept of Chazaka, as applies to shore, we said Rabbi Huda and Meir have a different discussion on it. One understanding is it has to be 3 consecutive days. And Rabbi Meir says it can be three times on a single day, Kal Vachomer. So according to, so here we're saying that according to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, if you've got three definite distinct activities that can establish your chazaka as the ownership of owners of the land, even if that occurs in 1 year. And how you do that in an orchard if it's different types of fruit. Okay, etc. Let's look in Gemara. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shlosha Chodeshim Rishonim, the first 3 months, again, Rabbi Shmuel says, Zu, meaning the case of where they continue talking about the Steilan, that when it comes to a Steilan, the situation's different. It could be three distinct activities within 1 year. That's the Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Akiva, meaning both of them maintain that. Because the way you read the Mishnah, you could appear that it's only Shita Rabbi Ishmael. But when it says Aval b'Steilan, that's really according to both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Ishmael, like I explained. Aval Chachamim Omrim, say no. You still need Shalosh Shanim. You still need 3 years, which is nice, because that might fit along with Rabbi Hood if you want to explain the Gemara this way. that Rabbi Huda says it's actually just like a chazaka with a shor is 3 distinct years. So to here. Now again, Rabbi Huda doesn't hold by chazaka. That's the source of chazaka here, as we saw, as we'll see later on, or we mentioned yesterday, because he says it can even be he has a different reason for the 3 years. Anyway, the Gemara says katzir shaloshanim, batzir shaloshanim, sorry, so again, shaloshanim, katzir shaloshanim, batzir shaloshanim, masik. Okay, Rav Amar zudi Rabbi Yishmael. However, Rabbi Kiva, which is interesting, because Shmuel and Rav and Shmuel are both agreeing that when it comes to this orchard, so in a Ste'ilam, that the opinion that you just 3 distinct activities is only between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael, and Chachamim disagree. The way Shmuel presented it, Shmuel presented by saying it needs to be, you have to have activity 3 consecutive years in grapes, olives, figs, whatever it is. However, what Shmuel, but what, that was Shita Shmuel, sorry. Rav says it has to be 3 years, Shloshim 3 full years. Now, what's the difference between the two? So Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman says, So before I explain the difference between opinions, we'll get to that in a minute. But so he says, just as we have the opinion, was it 14 months, was it 16, 18 months for Chazaka, for Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva? You also see by the Shnei Eliyahu. Now, Shnei Eliyahu was in times of Eliyahu when they made the Shvuah that there won't be Talmud Shaloshanim. In other words, what was Shaloshanim there as well? That's also the same debate we find here by Chazaka, we find by the Perush of what happened with Eliyahu. However, just before we get to the Mishnah, I'm not sure if you have it inserted here, but it says, Amrav Chanina, Shnei Orla B'neihun. Now the Mefarshim both Marful and Bnei Moshe, they all move that here. That line is actually, I think, in other versions is actually a few lines after the Gemara. So Amar Chanina Shnei Orla B'neihun is the nafgimina, the way Marful explains it, between Shmuel and Rav's understanding Shel Chachamim. So let's just go through it again. Shmuel said, "Akol Chachamim, you need 3 years Katsir, 3 years, 3 years Batsir, 3 years Masik." Okay. Rav said, no, it was 3 years Metlaet. What's the nafkamina between them? Is if within those 3 years or 3 years of Orla. Because according to Rav, you've been involved in that field for 3 years. But you haven't enjoyed anything, but it doesn't matter, 3 years. According to Shmuel, you need 3 years of Katsir, 3 years of enjoying the product of that land. And if those first 3 years were years of Orla, well, you can't get any benefit from the land. That's the nafkamina between the two of them. Okay. There's a long marafulda on this after the Gemara, but I just want to bring it outside. Okay, let's continue. Halacha Gimel. Shosh Atzot LaChazaka, the 3 areas or zones for Chazaka. We'll see the marafulda in a minute on this. It says Yehuda, which is the era we're in, Ever HaYarden, Transjordan, Galil, up north. And now it says, Hayav Yehuda Hechzik BeGalil, BeGalil Hechzik BeYehuda. Let's say the owner was in Yehuda and the plan was Machzik his land in Galil, or vice versa. Eino Chazaka, it's not Chazuka, Achu Imo has to be in the same place. Now, why is that? So I'll show you the Marafulda on the Perishia. He says, Eino Chazaka, can a Mefarish time Gemara, explains according to the Gemara, but I want to explain it now. They were talking about a Shat Chirum, where it wasn't easy, like Chirum, like emergency, but time where they were not able to travel between Yehuda and Galil so easily at all. Vestam Yehuda veGalil kishat Chirum, okay, Damu, she'ein sharut mutzu mizelazol, because since the Shayarot, the caravans, there was no traffic going between the two regions. Okay. Voloyo macha'ot bala karaka macha'ot, and therefore the objections of the owner of the land would not be good enough objection. Why? She'ein mishya gidlo la machzik. Because there's no one that would be able to send communication, if you like, to the person who's on the land to say, oh, the previous owner, if you like, is objecting to your presence there, such that he can say, oh, I better hold on to my shtar now. The kema de ein yachol limchot, since he can't object, af agav de lo micha, even if he didn't object, lo efsi b'shtikato, the person who's claiming it's his land will not lose out. Vayar lo, and therefore the machzik should have been holding on to his shtar. So in other words, what it's saying is, we're talking about particularly a time where the macha'ah, the objection, wouldn't be able to be communicated to the person who's now occupying that land. And therefore, since it's not a good macha'ah, therefore, the only reason why a chazaka is a good chazaka is that you didn't complain when I was in this property the whole time, therefore I didn't need to hold on to my shtar anymore. But if the person wasn't able to complain, the person should have held on to Ishtara. That's the idea. Okay, yeah, fair. However, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Amru Shloshem Ela Kedeshu Be'ispamya V'yafsik Shana V'yalchu V'yodi'uhu Shana V'yavo'olash Na'acheret. He says the whole reason for 3 years is nothing to do with all this. He said 3 years is just so you can notify it, like if the owner is in other side of the world, there's been enough time to communicate to him that someone's on his land and he come back, etc. Which sounds like that really, if he's present, then Mefarshim understand Shir Rabbi Yehuda is that you can have a chazaka straight away. You don't need 3 years for chazaka. Meaning, if someone's working on a particular land, the person, the owner doesn't object, well, that's you can have a chazaka pretty much straight away. Okay, the whole reason for 3 years is to give time for the owner to object to the presence of the person and come and sort it out. Okay, fine. Let's continue the Gemara. So the Gemara now says Shalosh Artzot LeChazaka Rav Amar B'Shat Chirum Shanu. As we explained, the whole sheet of Chachamim is that the objection wouldn't have been able to be communicated and that's why if he's machzik in Yehuda and the owner's in Yarden, it's not a chazaka because the objection of the owner wouldn't be able to be transmitted. Now, what's interesting here is we see, according to the Chachamim and the Mishnah, that you don't have to object face to face with the person who's on the land. You can the machaa can be done in a completely different location and it can be communicated across there. All these nikkudot I'm bringing up points of debate, right? Now it says Amrav Chanina Shnei Orla Benehun. So now Rav Amar Ein Chazaka LeBoreach. Now Ein Chazaka LeBoreach means if someone runs away, Mishu Boreach Mishu Mamon. The Maravolda says V'zeh Machzik BaSadeh, and someone else is holding onto land. It's not considered a chazaka. Why? Because he can't come back to Moche. He can't come back to object. Okay, the question is whether he has to communicate or be present. Again, it's part of the debate. But the point is, according to Rav, since he can't come to, he had to run away because of money reasons, whatever it is, and he can't come back to object, therefore it's on Chazaka. However, Shmuel says, Yesh Chazaka LeBoreach, sorry, V'lo Me'eretz La'aretz. And Shmuel says, Yesh Chazaka LeBoreach, V'yesh Chazaka Me'eretz La'aretz. Again, it says, Yesh, I'll just show you the Marfulda. He says, V'yesh Chazaka D'lo Bein Emecha B'fanav. Because again, Shmuel's of the opinion, he holds like the Tanakhama and Mishnah, which I explained before, that he doesn't have to do Macha'ah, this objection face to face. If you ran away because of money reasons and someone's squatting his land, he can do the macha at a distance overseas and communicate the macha, you know, can be said, right? The knowledge of the macha. So that's what it seems to be, if you like, the debate between Rav and Shmuel, whether macha at a distance is a macha or not. Now, Ma'aretz La'aretz is, where it has to be a macha lefanav. Okay, by the way, the concept of macha lefanav, I just saw this in Marfulda now, is that's actually Rabbi Yehuda. Again, because Rabbi Yehuda, okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah holds, in other words, what we're seeing in the debate in the Mishnah seems to be the debate between Rav and Shmuel. That's what it sounds like. Because again, Shita Chachamim is, you could do Macha at a distance, but why if the occupier is in one place and the owner is another place, Mashachi Rum, it's not considered Chazaka? Because he can't communicate the Macha. Mashma, if it could be transmitted, Macha at a distance would work. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the whole reason is why I have this time is so we can come and do macha b'fanav. Mashmi, you don't need the really full years like I explained in the Mishnah, but he has to do it present. So that's what we're seeing right now in Rav and with Rav and Shmuel. Okay, yeah, fair. Let's continue. So I'm Rav Nachman Rabbi Yitzchak. Crime Masayali, we've got a pasuk that seems to support Demar Shmuel. The Gerusa in front of us is Shmuel, it says, V'yitein la melech saris echad le'mor, hashev et kol asher la, et kol tvoat ha'asadeh, miyom azva et ha'aretz v'ad atzah. And this is referring to Yishah Shunamit. They had to leave Eretz Israel because of the famine. Someone squatted on the land, and then she went to the melech, and the melech said, you've got to return the land to her. Okay. Now, the story is to understand why she went to the melech. So, Marafuldo explains, this is just what Shmuel, who says that there's yesh chazaka leboreach, because why did she go to the king and not go to Beit Din? Because lefi Beit Din she couldn't have got her land back because yesh macha'ah, because they're like the yesh macha'ah leboreach, and therefore yesh chazaka leboreach. Sorry, and that's why she went to the king, because she needed something, if you like, extrajudicial above it all to get her land back. However, it's actually interesting. The Marafulda changed the gear set. It's kramasayla l'rav. The pasuk supports Rav, who says that there ain't chazaka leboreach because we're assuming the king operated in concert with what the din actual halacha was. Okay, that's the two ways to explain that piece. Okay, let's continue. Amrav Elazar, Avtiniot. Avtiniot can be two, or Achsaniot, it says. It goes to change in Mar Fulda. Could go on Shlomi v'Niviro, which is like two places, if you like. V'Hayarden Mafsik b'nehem. There's a place in Israel called Shlomi, but I don't think it's the same place because we're talking about a Yarden and Mafsik between places very close by. And Shlomi is not near the Yarden. And he's on one side, he can see somebody else being machzik in his field. It's not a chazak. Once again, we've said like the Mishnah in terms of Shalosh Arzot, he has to be in the same, either able to go there, Kohen Chachamim, or Rebbe Yehuda has to be in the same presence. And in fact, the Miyard is machzik, even if he can visually see and might be able to hold up signs, no, that's not considered a chazaka. Let's continue. Rav Amar, Ika Chazaka Achnasat Peirot. What establishes a Chazaka? That is bringing in the fruit. Now, what's that mean, Achnasat Peirot? The Gemara says, Lomar Rav Menachet Shemader. What? Just picking the fruit is a Chazaka, not working the land itself? So, Moder, no. Moder Rav, the Menachet Shemader. So, that's like weeding and hoeing around. So, Mal, then, what does it mean? The Rav Ikar Chazaka Achnasat Peirot. Ela She'im Ra'u Oto Choresh Me'amer. That if you see him plowing and harvesting and bundling, Vedash and threshing and boring and doing, selecting and separating, but you didn't see him, Ve'lo Ra'u Machnis Peirot, and didn't take the produce home, like bring in all the produce. Einu Chazaka Ela Hachnasat Peirot. What it means is, according to Pnei Moshe, is that you actually need books. Not that Hachnasat Peirot is the Ikar, and not that Menachesh and doing work land is the Ikar, because you effectively need both. You need to see, in other words, establishes an outward act of Ba'alut in someone's in a field, of which if the original owner said it's mine, would have to object to, is if he sees him not only just doing land work, but also taking the fruit itself as well. So in other words, the activity and the benefit. Okay, so similarly, Rav Amar, Ika Chalitza Hatarat. He's referring to the case of Yibum Chalitza. So again, this goes back a little bit of time. A man dies without having any children, and his brother has to, well, the in order to allow the late, the, sorry, the this man's wife to get married to somebody else, the process of Chalitza has to be performed if he doesn't want to do Yibum, as we explained. Now he's saying Chalitza, the ikar of Chalitza is untying the laces of the shoe of this surviving brother. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Rav Zrika Matiba also says the name of Rav in Rav Yehuda. It says, Divra Chachamim, Chalitza Psula. For Chalitza to work, you need both ingredients, the Chalitza, removing of this shoe, and also the rakaka, the spitting that's done in front of it. So the Gemara said, one without the other is psula. Ad shetichlotz v'tirok. You need both. So what? How can Rav say ikar chalitza? The ikar chalitza is actually untying the lace. Sounds like that's the only thing you need. That's a havdalah. The Gemara says, no. Moder Rav ad shetichlotz. You actually need both ingredients. Mahadad the Rav, the ikar chalitza atarat harutzot. All that Rav is saying is that chalitza doesn't have to, the ikar of the Chalitza part, meaning the shoe part, is you don't have to remove the shoe completely, just hatarat rutzua, untying that those straps, really, not laces, but the straps, that would be sufficient. Okay, let's continue. Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina sha'al Rabbi Yochanan. Ir er marsh sha'atzrich beitin. If someone wants to, in other words, to establish a complaint to ensure that the chazaka will not work, does it have to be done in beitin? Or according to the Marful, is it sufficient to be done in front of two witnesses? So Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan said that ain't tzrich beitin. However, Ita Amrin, some say Rav Yossi ben Chanina Sha'al asked the Talmidoi, the Rav Yochanan, Ira Mashtus Labetin, and Rav Chiesev said Rav Yochanan, Ira Tzarich Labetin. So there's two different versions of Rav Yochanan, really, whether it require the Ira requires Betin or not. However, Shmuel says no, Afilu Ir Imo Bifnei Po'alim, even if he just objected in front of his workers, that would simply be sufficient. That would error. That's considered enough of a objection. So v'tzarich la'orer al kol shalosh shanim. An objection has to be all 3 years. In other words, just to explain this, kol shalosh shanim doesn't. Importantly, Mara Fulda explains that not just every one of the 3 years, but im achlai says shalosh shesh shanim. If the guy seemed to be in the field for 6 years, Me'arer called shalosh v'shalosh. He has to, every set of 3 years, he has to continue, if you like, to object. Okay, fine. Gemara says, Gidol bar minayimun, havalei uvda, he had an incident, v'havei dayni, and the dayanim were Chilkiah bar Tuvi, Rav Huna, Rav Chiya bar Rav. So those are three dayanim. Amalun Rav Chiya bar Rav, he says, Amar Abaye, Abba, mekevan shir'im mo shalosh shanim rishonot, since he objected in the first 3 years, Od ein sarich le'orer alav. In other words, unlike what I just explained, Kol Raful, the previous year says that all, in other words, if it's there 6 years, you've got to keep objecting every one of the 6 years. According to the way the dayanim explained here, is that if you objected the first 3 years, that's enough. Even if the guy stays here next number of years, it's still sufficient. So the Marafulder explains, he says, Kimen dar kochach modedim, it isn't Dimura Machil od ein sarich. He says, Kimen dar kochach modedim ikar la batorat mechira nachapa. Since the first 3 years were his good objections, meaning he effectively agrees it didn't really, it wasn't his, he didn't buy it, otherwise it would have shown a star or something like that. Einu ne'eman, that's why he's not believed after, acharei ken, hichzakti ba batorat mechira. You're not believed after, say, oh yeah, no, I purchased it. Meaning, because he's a previous admission, therefore, since the original chazaka wasn't a good chazaka, first reason chazaka, then going on forwards, that in fact he's on the land, he won't necessarily believe now that he's, say, purchased it. The Tanikin, you see, is as follows. Haya ochel sadeh sheshanim, irer alav shalosh shanim rishonot. Now, I'm going to show you, before I show you the barafulda, the Pnei Moshe changes the gears here. I'll show you, according to the Tosefta, if you have, so you can just look at the barafulda inside, we'll read inside. He says, v'irer alav shalosh shanim rishonot. Ubachrona, and at the end, Amar lo atam achartali, v'natatali mamatana. At the end of it, he says, like at the end of 6, he says, oh, it was my, you gave it, you eventually sold it to me, or you eventually gave it to the gift. Im machmatan rishona, if it's still hinging on the first ta'ana, if you like, enu chazaka shekol chazaka, she'eni motana, enu chazaka. So to explain, klomar, just read the Pnei Moshe. Barachrona, achar she'irer ze bitchila v'shiv lo shelo amar lo li devar ma'olam. Oki, anam kavnana. Lotana klum. At the end, he says, "Atamachartali." He actually sold it to me. Below a shiv kibitchila. Afal piche lo ada chazaka to lachadav matan rishonahi. V'oto ta'ana lo aya ta'ana. Meaning, since the initial claim was an empty claim, and you want to say after it, "Oh no, well, you sold it to me. It's okay," we completely dismiss it. V'achim esayim b'tzofta shekol ta'ana shmiktita batla kula batla. In other words, since it's sort of you're hinging on the first 3 years, which wasn't a good claim. The fact you say after 3 years as it continues, oh, you sold it to me, whatever. See, it's not a good enough claim. So what's the point? Shmamina miha the kevan since he objected initially, lo he didn't have a good claim. Shuv ein yachol you cannot. In other words, you cannot. At the end, he can't say he sold me. Even despite that, he didn't object. So, in other words, it seems to be according to the way the Pnei Moshe is saying, in those first 3 years, the objection was a good objection, and therefore, even if later, in the next 3 years later, after that, he says, "Oh, you sold it to me," or whatever. It's since it's toler on the first 3 years, and that wasn't good. Even if he says, "Oh, you sold it to me after," it's not a good tana. Okay, now. I'll just explain. We'll explain. I want to show you here. If you want to maintain the gears we have in front of us, let's show you the Mar folder. He says, "Irer shalosh shanim." Okay, v'shracharonot lo irer, no complaint. V'achachen ba zeh v'irer v'zeh meshiv. Achar kach atamachad yisol ina chazaka. Kamo shekatavti dekevan demad de lo yarad ba techila. Since he agrees it wasn't a good one, it's not a good one. However, if it's machmat tana rishona, so it's interesting because the gears that we have in front of us, it says if it's machmat tana rishona, then it is a chazaka. So it says, "Hada mishivat amarhatali, hu machmat tana rishona she'af bishlo shiv lo ken." In other words, if in the beginning he says, "You sold it to me, you sold it to me, you sold it to me," ve'af she'ata machita, despite you rejected bishlo shivlo mi hu isharti, nonetheless I held on to my shtar for another 3 years. V'achar kach kivat shlo machita bi, since you didn't eject. That's why lo nisati bo va'avada is a chazaka. So it's interesting. He's saying the when do we say the first 3 years followed by next 3 years is not a good, and it's not a good chazaka if he like even despite that there's no objection. That's when the first ta'ana was oh no one told no one told me to leave here. Not that I purchased it because again a chazaka only works if you say I purchased this land. But if I saw land I'm just sat in it for 3 years it's not a chazaka. So that's when we say that the 3 years that followed it Even if you sold it to me, since the first 3 years were nothing, next 3 years are nothing as well. Even without it. However, coin to my folder, if initially he said, you sold it, there was objections. So he said, okay, you objected, but I held on to the shtadler, so it was mine. Then in the 3 years that followed after that, there was no objections anymore. So I thought, okay, I've held it on 3 years past the final objection. So therefore, what do I need to hold the shtadler anymore? Then it can be chazaka. Why should call chazaka she'eini motana in a chazaka? Because that's going to explain both the Bnei Moshe Mar Folder that if the first 3 years wasn't a proper ta'ana claim, then the ones after doesn't work. However, I'll just show you the continuing the Mar Folder. He says, Ubermet Rav Paligal Sefer the Brayt of the Kim and the Michash Rishno Imba Mapatana Rishno Enlo Chazaka. However, Rav seems to be cholik on this, and that's why at this point I think he comes full circle to really the Bnei Moshe. If I'm not, I might be wrong, but I think he is. Meaning that Rav would be cholik on this and say, since the first 3 years, since it was a proper macha'ah in the first 3 years, despite the fact that he continues with the same ta'ana over the 6 year period, it's not a chazakah. Hachinamis for the Rav Yochanan and Bavli dikim Michal Tanah Rishonah Shloshanim Hayalo Lizaher. Why? Because since the rationale is since in the first 3 years is his occupation, even if he purchased it, the previous owner was objecting, 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 despite the fact he stopped. You saw that the owner was objecting and the previous owner was being like a nudnik. You should have held on to your shtarot going forward. Okay, unless you went to Beit Din. Or la roch daro labeno show the star debate him and God had certified that this is your land, the mashukaze. Okay? However, the Gemara now says, stop here. So Shmuel Amar, im kazu, im manechim lugu Eretz Yisrael klum. Says, one second. If you say that after 3 years of objection, right, that after that point onwards, the owner will technically have to keep his star forever, we're in big trouble. Why are we in big trouble? Because again, the rationale we just said, basically the code of flow of the Gemara, really both Pnei Moshe and Mar Folder, really, is that even the first 3 years, there was objections, objections, objections of being in the land. Then we said that, and the next 3 years after, there was no objections. Then we say it's not a chazaka because the first 3 years wasn't a good, wasn't you couldn't establish your, it was, there was objection the first 3 years, and that if like a Jew, you have to hold on to the shtar forever. That's like the way the Mar Folder explained it. We saw. If that's the case, you're in big trouble. Because I'll show you, the Mar Folder says, "Im bazel anu menechim shekol gdolim v'ashrim sheb'eretz Yisrael rov sadotayim al yedei ken shemalvim al sadeh v'achar kach lochim otah." Because he says all the gdolim and ashrim in Eretz Yisrael, what did they do? They would malvim al sadeh, they would lend someone money based on the person's field, and then eventually, so it's like take it as like for like a mashkon or something, and then eventually purchase it from them. It's like I couldn't pay it back. We've seen this practice before. In the first 3 years, the original owner, the person who took out the loan, would say, it's not his land, it's not his hand, it's the mashkon, mashkon. So he's objected first 3 years. And the person who's holding on to it is just holding on to a mashkon, but it's not his. So he wants to, so in others, we have a classic case, well, oh, sort of mirrors our case here. First 3 years, he objected. Then it says, and then what's going to happen is, we said the practice in Eretz Yisrael was people, after that time, the creditor would eventually buy the land. But the problem is, and then he would say for 3 years, I've just started purchasing, I'm going to keep it. But below Michashloshnim, im einu chazaka, motzi biado. But if, what's going to happen in Eretz Yisrael, after the loan, after 3 years of loan, he ends up buying it. And then there's no objections. Because he purchased it, that was part of the deal. But if you say that the fact is on the land for 3 years, not a chazaka, then the original borrower can come after 4 years and say, oh, it's mine. And the whole practice will fall apart. All these wealthy creditors and purchasers will start losing all their land. Unless you say they have to hold onto shtarot forever and evermore. Okay? Because of all this, the problem is they've got all these fields. How are they going to manage this? So therefore, he says that's why if we had this practice of, in other words, if you said that after 3 years of objection, the 3 years after it can't be considered a chazaka, that's going to mean not viable the way that transactions and business arrangements operate in Israel. Okay, so we can start from the halacha next time. I'll put that next time. All right, call to
How am I going to prove that I made a mukhtaa?
No, that the whole Machar question was that was a question, meaning there's that that's what we were discussing before. It has to be in front of Beit Din, it's happening witnesses. That's the that was a discussion. That was a debate winner of Yochanan, we just saw it as above this.
Got it.
Okay, so
Thank you.
perfect.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.